So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly,
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short, and you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Shakir Hussein here. I feel like I haven't done a podcast in ages, but I am releasing this one. So listen up, because in today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing with you death by a thousand cuts. Okay, and you've probably heard this term, or you haven't, but too many times, even for yourself, I'm talking to myself here as well, we're focusing on way too many things. And I have this little letter in front of my desk when I'm working, and it basically says, you know, am I working on something that's producing $10,000 per hour? Like, this is what happens every single day. You have, you know, you wake up, you can do 10 things, and you can do 10 different things and have your energy dispersed 10 different times. Or you could literally just do one thing, and each day, I promise you, you're going to actually going to achieve so much more if you focus on one big thing per day. Maybe max three different things, but you want to maintain your focus doing one big thing each day. Maybe you want to learn Facebook ads. Just dedicate a whole day, a half a day to Facebook ads. Maybe you want to, you're itching to get that webinar done, and you know you haven't done it, and it's been 6 months. Then just focus and get it done in one day. Schedule it out, block off everyone, put your phone on airplane mode, put the curtains on if you need to, sit in silence, meditate over it for 5 minutes, imagine and visualize the benefits that will happen when this thing goes through, and then get to work, get to focused work. You know, the amount of people, I just had two conversations with two people, one of them, both of them have been following me for years. And, you know, when someone says that they've been following me for, you know, the last 3 to 5 years or etc., guess what happens? Immediately my mind goes, huh, what have you been doing in those 3 to 5 years? Because in the last 3 to 5 years, sure, I've banked more than $20 million. I've grown my brand to the next level. We've hosted a ton of live events, all of that. And I'm thinking to myself, what's happening with you? And almost, it's not even 99% of the time. It's 100% of the time. It's 100% of the time. What happens is we have clients that will say the same thing, that they've been attacked, or really they've been going after the shiny object syndrome. They've been doing too many things, and they've been focusing on the trivial many instead of the vital few. And I want to share with you, listen, the people that get rich, the people that get wealthy, they are, the one thing that you're going to find with every single one of them is that they're focused. You know, I had a guy saying that he spent £10,000 on 10 different products trying to find, you know, a bunch of different ways to make money. And I was like, why didn't you just find me, come and spend 10 grand with me and buy one of my products? You would have saved yourself a lot of time, energy, effort, money. Come on. So ask yourself each and every single day, where is your focus? If your focus is checking out every single day what people are doing on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, and that's how you start your day, I can promise you right now, you will not have massive amounts of success, just because that's not what success, you know, success, it's energy, right? Success is energy. And what happens to energy? Energy gets where energy is, it never gets destroyed, right? Energy just gets transferred. So if you are the person who is transferring all of your energy in 10 different things, well, at the end of the day, you're gonna feel like you haven't achieved nothing, and then you're gonna spend the next day trying to catch up, then you're gonna spend the next week trying to catch up, and then you know a year goes by. This is why people don't achieve their New Year's resolution. You know, ask yourself, are you on track for your New Year's resolution, the goals that you set out this year when you were so excited, you were pumped, you were jazzed, you were up there, you were hyped about it. Are you achieving those goals? Have you achieved those goals that you set out? Ask yourself, right? Like I'm shooting this, and one of the things I set out was, hey, I want to go to the gym regardless of how busy I am. Like today, I have to shoot 5 videos. I have to have 10 different calls. I'm doing 2 podcasts. And trust me, the last thing I wanted to do was I wanted to go to the gym. But I'm sitting here right now. I'm talking to you. Hopefully, you're listening. I'm going to the gym because I know January the 1st, I said to myself, no matter what happens, I'm going to get myself to the gym. And I just look at my body and I've lost more than 5 kilograms, okay? I've lost nearly close to 15 to 20 pounds already. I've got another about 10, 15 pounds to go before I feel like, hey, I'm good. But I went from a double extra large, that's very big, by the way, to now going to a medium to large. And so, you know, in the next 2 weeks, in the next 3 weeks, my wife is away. I'm just staying focused on my work. I'm just staying focused on my prayers. I'm just staying focused on accomplishing as much as I can. Because guess what? At the end of this month, guess what's happening? This month and next month, half of the year is gone. Right? So ask yourself, what are the cuts in your life? How can you reduce and eliminate these cuts? These cuts, death by 1,000 cuts. You've probably experienced this where you try to achieve one thing, but because you're so scatterbrained, and I'm talking to myself as well. Sometimes I know I was too scatterbrained, you know? And so these things cost you more than you actually going out and actually making things happen. So if you're listening to this, listen, do a little inventory. Where are you spending your time? You know, if you're on Facebook, are you producing on Facebook? Are you running those ads? If not, learn those ads. Come on. If you're on Instagram and you're scrolling and you're liking and you're commenting on everyone's posts and pictures and fancy photos, where's your photos? If you're the person that's watching YouTube video after YouTube video, the suggested videos, the related videos, the viral ads, all of this, where's your ads? Where's your YouTube videos? Come on, my friends. If you need any help, you know where to find me. Go to wealthacademy.com. You'll find me there. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you tomorrow. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast committed to you becoming wealthified.